W4DJW Mobile.
Where are you off to today, W2G?
Just picked up some lunch over at Arby's. Haven't had Arby's in a while. How about you?
I just got home. I had to go out and talk to my computer man and then go get some light bulbs for various things and grab a little bit of stuff at the grocery store and then come back home. So I'm back to the house until time to go to choir practice tonight. So that's about all I'm doing right now.
Leaves in between rain showers, and then it started raining. I got the driveway all the backyard and halfway across the front yard when it started coming down heavy enough. I had to postpone it. I was hungry, so just go get something to eat. Maybe it won't be raining when I get done. Anyway, kind of overcast and clouded, dreary kind of day today over here in Greer.
Yeah, that's about what it is over here, too. I mean, it's kind of, and all I was saying that to somebody when I was went out a while ago, and I was talking to Tom in 0TR, and I was talking about how dreary looking it was out here today. And, you know, it's one of those, going to be one of those days. Of course, it's supposed to be, the rest of this week's supposed to be the same way, too, you know.
Check the weather. It was Saturday before we got any sunshine. Saturday, I think it drops down from like 35-45% chance of rain down to 17% chance of rain. So, looks like it'll be decent for the weekend. But it did this before. We got a whole bunch of rain for one whole week solid. My backyard was soggy. It looks like a sponge when you were walking through the backyard, or like wet carpet. And I didn't water for, you know, a long, long time because it took it a long time to dry out. Now here we are again.
Well, it's like this. On Monday, I had about 3/4 of an inch of rain. Yesterday, I had about 2 3/4 of an inch of rain. So that means that I've already had 3.5 inches of rain in 2 days, and it's raining again today. So what can I say?
What you cannot say is that we need rain. I don't think we're going to need rain.
Not up here, but my sister says they need it down there where she lives in Florida because they get just enough to stir up the pollen, and she says her brown porch is yellow today.
This is a springtime thing. I didn't realize that was in the fall down there as well.
Well, they've got all of that. They've got all those hyacinths, and they've got palm trees and all that stuff down there in Florida. So, I mean, you know, you go figure. They've got all that stuff that can create all of that. So I guess it's just a case of, we get what we get, as they say.
It's perfect, but this place is pretty close to this spot on the earth. Don't get earthquakes or hurricanes, not very often, like Hugo, I think, was the only one that ever even came close, and it really didn't come that close. So you can't really complain about the weather. It's, maybe lightning strikes every now and then, about the worst thing we get.
In there, OTR.
There goes the neighborhood. Oh, hello again, Tom. Go ahead.
Again, Rusty and Dave. Well, Dave, I just wanted to interject that it didn't rain for 11 days. And we had planted seed and aerated and, fertilized and all that. So I was glad it rained, but when it rains, it pours. We've had 3.83 inches since the first of the month.
7 days. I walk out of the backyard getting up leaves because it's about that time of year where you have to do it every day or it gets behind it or it gets ahead of you. Every time I went back around one corner of the back of the house and out back toward the end of the lot on the upper side, it was like walking on a sponge. For that whole 11 days, I think I turned the sprinkler on the 11th day, and then I heard we were getting more rain, so I turned it back off. So it took it 11 days to dry out, Tom.
Yeah, and I was just sitting here thinking about something about, you know, we talk about all this rain, and then there'll be the time of year when we wish we were having rain. And, it seems like the weather never satisfies us, unfortunately, but there's nothing we can do about that. That's just the way it is. We just have to deal with what we got to deal with and go from there. So, as they say, it is what it is, and we'll make do one way or another, you know? and hopefully we won't float off before everything comes, you know, it gets where it needs to be. So I just sit here and watch it rain when it rains, and try to nap a little bit and make sure I, you know, stay so I'm not playing around out in that stuff. And I'll, unfortunately, I've got to go to Hendersonville tomorrow, so I'll be up that way most of tomorrow, because I got an appointment at 10 o'clock and another one at 1 o'clock up there, all due to this, with this convention I'm having in November. So anyway, but that's, you know, that's what it is, so I have to deal with it. Go ahead, Tom.
Gerald T.R. You know, Dave, it's just now starting to pour down here again. Rusty worked a good one this morning, or last night. Hawaii on 40 when it was midday over there on the USS Missouri. And that's quite a ship. We've seen it. But the grass is looking good out here. Up in Kansas 11 years ago, I didn't care if it was asphalt or not. But down here, we've tried to keep a nice yard, and it's a lot of work. But I guess when you get old, watching the grass grow is one of our hobbies now. W4DJW and Gerald TR.
That is, but the same thing's happening for me. As I work less, I work in the yard more. I cut down a whole bunch of trees because it started dying off. The trees were little when we first moved here. The sun went right through them like they were nothing. Then the trees, over a 20-year time period, got big, and the grass all died. So the trees had to go, because there's trees galore down here. I take a multi-rotor up, and it looks like broccoli on the ground, broccoli everywhere. Anyway, I went past the horse farm just a few seconds ago when I was turning in the front entrance, and all the horses are under the shed. There's nary a horse out there in the pasture eating grass or doing anything. They know enough to get in and out of the rain. Anyway, this will be my last one because I'm about to turn on my street. By the time it comes around my end again, I'll be gone. Good talking to you, Tom. You too, Rusty. Guys, take care. W4DJW.
All right, Dave. Well, we'll see you later and all. So, and you went out. I think you said you went to Arby's for lunch today. Well, you know, that'll keep you fed for a little while. Talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was thinking of you, Dave. I'm watching them fly a multi-rotor over in, I haven't got the sound on, it's on Quest on 16-6 over the air, or in Australia. I don't know if they're gold hunting or what. They got treasure finders in their hands, metal detectors. See you later, Dave. Have a good day. Before DJW, and Gerald TR. And Rusty, give me a call on the phone in a little bit, would you? No rush.
No, not a problem. I'm just kind of sitting here twiddling around on the computer, so I'll give you a call in about 5 or 10 minutes, okay?
That's fine. I just got done with the chickens and some things outside, putting the gas up, and we got some of that $3.59 gas. Thank you, Mr. Biden. That's the gas that doesn't have any ethanol in it for the lawnmowers. I got 8 gallons of it. I think it was $27. But I saw on TV this morning the average price in South Carolina now is $2.95 or $2.99. Whew. Wish for the good old days. Anyways, I'm sitting here drinking a cup of coffee, eating a pepper nuisance, and just taking a break. 73s. W2T and 0TR clear.
L4NUE.
All right, I'll catch you in a little bit. Let me finish up what I'm doing over here, and I'll give you a call. I'll let you pick up the other station. W2T clear.
The other station. Boy, it doesn't sound familiar. Although I do remember that image on my phone somehow. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Rusty. How are y'all? Y'all doing okay today?
Just took off there. He had something to do. And he's going to call me in a little bit. And, Chad, just started to rain here. You up north or back down south?
A couple of projects in the machine shop I got to get started on. And so I've been down there this morning trying to lay things out the way I need them laid out to start. So that's always takes a little bit of time for me and get things organized and laid out so I don't get tooling mixed up and things like that, because if I don't lay things out right, I'll get the wrong drill bit for the wrong hole and you know, the tap falls right through the hole. So it's that kind of thing. But other than that, I mean, I've just been down there straightening up and getting things laid out for the job, and just kind of enjoying this coolish weather. It's a little bit muggy, but you know, hey, it's a whole lot better than, you know, 100 degrees with 80% humidity, I guess.
Now, I'm here, 93% humidity. We just got done with the birds. I had to blow some of those acorns, and we got hickory nuts out there. And I'm afraid of falling, you know, because old age. And so I blow them off with the blower, and those new ones, they just go nuts. They think you're out to kill them or something. But if I don't knock them off the sidewalk out there, I'll be the one to take the blame for being stupid. So, at any rate, I took care of that. And thank you for the email. I looked at some of that, and I haven't quite mastered this newer computer yet, so I couldn't see all of it. But I got the general idea about those buttonflies. And all the guys next door, they're hunting deer now. Now, I don't know if it's bow season or rifle season or what down here. You might tell me that. But Mitch was out there in the timber last night. I told his father-in-law, I said, Tim, I said, you better drag him back up here. I said, it's going to rain like a cow in that proverbial flat rock, you know. And a little while later, he texted me sitting there at the table. I think he made a good choice, because, boy, it really poured down here. Now, go ahead.
Primitive weapons season, which is bow and arrow, muzzle loader. I can't recall if crossbows allowed in primitive weapons or not. I can't remember. But, yeah, so that'll be for, I don't know, a couple weeks, month, something like that, and then they'll move into, you know, just regular season. But everybody should have their deer tags, and it's just an opportunity. Primitive weapons is an opportunity for hunters to get in there before rifle season opens, because that does change the pattern of how they move. I guess if I was an animal, I'd know when I was being hunted. It's that kind of thing. So when rifles start shooting a lot, they change their patterns, and primitive weapons is an opportunity to sneak in there silently, legally, and harvest game. So, and just so you know, that those things on the squirrel's hide, we always call them wolves, but I think the correct word is warble. And basically, the botfly lays a larvae under the skin, and it's a parasite, and it stays there for the summer. After the first frost, that usually kills the larva, and the squirrels will heal. That's why squirrel season opens when it does, because the frost kills the warbles, and those who harvest squirrels for food, the warbles will be gone at that point. KO4 NUE.
Yeah, that's what we call them on rabbits up in Kansas. Well, I'm pretty sure he's bow hunting. I'm almost positive. They do have a crossbow, but I don't know anything about the firearm season or any of the seasons down here on deer, because I never did. I hunted them 1 year up there, and I was going to get a deer and give it to a guy. And the deer tag was $10, and he said, I'll pay the $10, and you give me the deer. And he lived out on a farm and had a family, and I thought, okay. And I'd always wanted to get one. All I saw was Bambi out there that morning. So I just gave him his $10 back, if I remember rightly, and said, nah, I just don't have the patience for it and sitting out there. And it does take patience. But a lot of guys did that up there in Kansas, and they still do. I don't like deer meat, and so I don't like to shoot something I'm not going to eat, you know. And but I love to see them. They haven't been coming my way very much lately because the neighbor has feeders out there in the timber, and they go there. But that's okay. I like to see the wildlife on the game cameras. Well, what you going to do the rest of the day? I'm going to get out here for a minute, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. Bernice is starting to bake over here, I think, or something.
Let me comment on that. So about 5 or 6 years ago, my middle son, Perry, wanted a 243 for Christmas so that he could deer hunt. So that's what he got. We got him a little Ruger bolt action 243 to deer hunt with, low recoil, this, that, and the other. So we went and sighted it in and showed him how to use it and this, that, and the other. And then when deer, the next year when deer season came, we were on the way up to the Landrum property. And I said, you know, was explaining to him, son, you know, you understand that this is going to be a lot of work and you have to be very patient and, you know, just be prepared to, you know, possibly go the whole season without even seeing a deer. Okay, he understands. So we get out of the truck and slip behind the barn and leaned up against a tree right there. And Tom, we wasn't there probably 15, maybe 20 minutes. And a big 4-point walked out right in front of the walnut tree, and he nailed it. 20 minutes. Boom. In the truck and back to the house in no more than 45 minutes with, you know, we just absolutely amazing. And I have gone seasons and not kill a deer. And this little punk, you know, I call him punk, but 20 minutes, just, yeah. So that was an interesting story, but yeah. So, all right, Tom, I'm going to call it quits, but.
Well, you know, for a long time, the largest elk in North America was taken with a 243. It's all about shot placement. You don't need a, you know, 45-70 or 458 or anything like that. Oh, I'm going to have to answer the phone. But I had a 243, and they are a very good cartridge. If I can get this out of my pocket here. Oh, I got to get Dr. Lawrence here. See you later, Chad. This is NZRTR.
I'm clear.
And I just... Bernice has just got a lab appointment, and they were calling to remind her of that. Have a great day, Chad, and talk to you later. KO4NUE and 0TR 73.